Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1772, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. I endeavored to get an affidavit from Barrett, but Barrett stated that he would sign no affidavit for anyone. I impressed it upon Barrett that I only wanted the truth, and would be very glad to go with Barrett before Hugh Dorsey, or Madison Bell, his, Barrett's attorney, before asking him to affix his name thereto, but Barrett refused. I did not authorize Jim Conley or any other person to secure railroad passes for the purpose of taking Barrett out of the city. I did tell Barrett that if I should put a lie of any kind in an affidavit and send it into the House, I was representing that they would discharge me. I did not tell Barrett that I had a brother who was the master mechanic at the Southern Railroad shops, or that I could secure Barrett a good job in Hutchinson Can. I did not offer Barrett a reward of any kind, or that he would be rewarded with enough money to buy a house and lot. I did tell Barrett that he could make enough money off the sale of his book to buy him a house and lot. Belly Wood, Movent introduced the following testimony of Nellie Wood, delivered before the coroner's inquest before Paul Donahue, coroner. Question. What is your name? Answer. Nellie Wood. Question. Where do you live? Answer. No. 8 Corporate Street. Question. Do you know Mr. Frank? Answer. I don't know him personally. I worked for him 2 days is all that I know about him. Question. 2 days? Answer. Yes, sir. Question. What did you observe his conduct towards his employees? Answer. Yes, sir. Question. Well, did you? Answer. Well, he employed me and treated for him. Question. How did he treat you? Answer. Well, he was all right. Question. Well, did you see him put his hands on any of the girls? Answer. Yes, sir. He put his hands on me what it was all uncalled for. Come around and put his hands on me what it was all uncalled for. And question. Did you ever see him put his hands on any of the other girls? Answer. No, I never did. Question. You say that he put his hands on you. Is that all that he did? Answer. Well, he asked me one evening I didn't work but the first day, and he didn't bring the orders out to me and take hold of me, and the next day he came to me about his talking hold of me, and the next business that he had to come to his office, that he wanted to talk with me, and I went to his office, and he made me sit down, and I asked him not to, and he told me that I need not be afraid there wasn't anybody coming in his office, and he got too familiar with me, and one thing I thought he got too close to me, and I didn't like that. Question. Now, you speak of his putting his hands on you. How did he put his hands on you? How did he put his hands on you anywhere about your body? Answer. Yes, sir. Question. Tell me where your body started, as well as I remember I didn't let him complete it. Answer. Well, he started as I was sitting down. Question. Well, where did he put his hands? That is what I want to find out. Answer. Like that. Illustrating. But I resisted him so he didn't overpower me in any way. Just put his hands around me, illustrating. And he patted me like it was a joke, still I was too old for that. Question. Did he put his hands on your breast at all? Answer. No, but he tried to, and I guess he would if I hadn't resented it.